joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. They can give you a little red pill or a blue pill, and they're just sugar pills, and say the blue pill go heal, the red pill make you sick. You eat the blue pill and you get healed, eat the blue pill. Boy, that blue pill was something else. I feel better already. All in the mind. Not all the time. You understand what I'm saying? This is just an analogy now, okay? Okay, so bringing the goal of Jesus was to bring heaven into our souls. What goes on in our soul is going to be reflected through our being, our body. Our mouth, what we say, how we see things, what we hear, our touch, taste, all these things all come out of your soul. It either comes, now here's something interesting. It either comes from inside of you to the outside, which is, let me use this analogy, that's the tree of life. See, we live from the inside. Amen. Or it comes from the outside into you, which is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2:17. Adam didn't have to learn anything from the outside until he fell. Amen. He determined what was in the outside. He named stuff. He was laboring with God. He was having dominion over everything. Everything was under his feet until he fell. Then he had to learn from the outside. See, when we talk about the kingdom of God has already come. It's come without observation. The kingdom of God is within you. First of all, you got to understand that it's within you. Stop looking for it out there. Stop looking for it over there or back behind you there. It's in you. That's why that's the first territory that has to be conquered and brought under control. That soul realm, because your spirit is born again, waiting to burst out. Amen. And manifest the glory and the kingdom of God. But the soul, oftentimes, is standing in the way with his big head. Now, there are gates to the soul. I've taught on this before, the different gates. As a matter of fact, when we talk about as a man thinketh in his heart, that word thinketh means gatekeeper. So all the way down to the atoms and molecules of your thoughts, the vibrations of your thoughts are gates. How you think keeps stuff out or lets stuff in. You talk fear enough, you'll be like Job, that which I greatly feared is come. Or that which I was believing God for has manifested. Okay, so from a child, think about it a moment. We have been trained to receive information from the outside. Amen. From the outside. Think about it. Train up a child in the way he should go. You know, when little children are born, they're not seeing with these eyes. They're seeing with their little mind. They're in a whole world of their own. Amen. Until they start growing and adapting to their environment, and then they start, you know, receiving instruction from without. Now, when we get born again, we must be trained to receive information from the inside that goes out. This is the struggle. When someone doesn't know God well or know the voice of God well, they'll really struggle. Because the Lord will be talking to them, but loose here, devil. They're used to just living from the outside. What the people in, you know, in the government are saying versus what Holy Spirit may be saying to you. Tell somebody, that's a struggle. Now, the gates of the soul are the mind, the will, the emotions, the conscience, the imaginations, and even choices. These are gates of the soul. These function or these functions of the soul can either stop the flow of God's glory or release the flow of God's glory to touch your body and the world around you. That soul realm is a gatekeeper. And this is the issue that many have today. Pockets or areas of their life are, I'm going to use the word, dammed up. I ain't cussing. I'm using, yeah. They're blocked up. When the Spirit is longing, creation is longing for the manifestation of the true sons of God to come. So, gateways are very important, especially those of the soul. Now, you have gateways of the spirit and gateways of the body. The body, sight, smell, taste, touch, those are gates. The spirit, worship, prayer, reverence, you know, those are gates. Amen. Gates are important. Contention over control of your gates is all about legality. Somebody say legality.
Legality.
Now stay with me. Legality. When you understand your legal rights as a son of God, what Jesus did legally. God became a man. He could have threw down a bolt of lightning and done away with the serpent, with the devil, everything else. Done it that way. But no, he did it legally. See, he had given mankind authority in the earth realm. So when man fell, it had to be a man to come and to redeem them. It couldn't be a God. It couldn't be an angel. It had to be a man. So the Lord said, lo, it is written of me in the volume of the books. Prepare me a body. I will come. So he came through the womb. It's some interesting stuff about the womb there. And what actually happened there with Mary not having known a man. There was blood involved. A covenant of blood was initiated. We'll talk about that another time. But God and man, a covenant of blood. Not man and woman, God and woman. God and the womb. Fully God, fully man. Here he is. The Redeemer. So when you understand your legal rights as a son, listen to me, who you are and what rights you have, absolutely no weapon formed against you can prosper. You can watch it form, but it won't prosper. The wheels will fall off of it. Amen. It won't start up. It'll backfire. It'll explode in your enemy's face. It won't prosper. You may see it form, but it won't prosper. The earth is crying out again for God's dominion, which will come through the manifested sons. Now, think about the soul. There are images. We all deal with this stuff. There are images. You cannot bridle the soul. Amen. It's like the tongue. You can't bring the tongue under control. You have to control it. You can't tame it. Amen. Say, don't you ever say that again. Leave him alone. He might just say it again. But you can control him. You have to watch that rascal. So you can't bridle the soul. What you have to do with it is what Jesus said. You have to crucify it.
Amen.
Come on. Tell somebody, you got to become a killer. Come on, we got to commit some murder here. Crucify. See, a lot of people like to just tie him up. You know, the psalmist said, bind the sacrifice with cords. Why did he say that? Because them sheep or them bullock, they knew, uh-oh. My brother-in-law just came up here. And they had to bind them because they knew that those things would jump off. They fight to get off of it. So you had to bind them. See, you can't pet the soul realm and play around with these things and imagine. They ought to destroy you. They will block you from the life flow of God's glory intended for your life. Little foxes. You think that illusion, that image that you thought on all a week ago, think it's gone? No, it'll pop up again at a most inopportune time and distract you. Amen. Tell somebody, kill it. Things of the past, things that have polluted your mind, you cannot bundle, you cannot bridle or bundle them up. You have to kill them. I'm going to show you today how to kill it. Anybody ready to kill some stuff? There are three chambers to our mind. As I was doing some study, this is interesting because I always know and recognize two. There's the conscious mind, there's the subconscious mind, but then there's also the unconscious mind. Amen. There's the unconscious mind. Now these three must all be brought, and here's where we're going to segue into this message, all be brought under the blood. Amen. Somebody shout the blood. And once it's brought under the blood, it's got to be worked out in our life. Or if not, if you don't bring these images under the blood and begin to work them out in your life, you will have problems seeing and you will have problems retaining what you saw or what God showed you or what God told you. It'll get away from you. You'll be all scattered and what have you. But you'll have problems retaining what you've seen. And if you don't bring it under subjection, you'll be wrestling with your past experiences. Now, how many people in the church today even came this morning and you're still wrestling with stuff? You don't feel adequate. You don't feel saved. You don't feel like God loves you. Listen, that's not just you. Sometimes that's the help of an enemy, or that's some stuff that you hadn't dealt with that was dealt with at the cross. So tell somebody, we're pulling it down today. Come on, we're getting rid of it today. Come on, everything. We're not leaving a taint of that old nature, that old man and the enemy. We're not giving him any more place. Amen. God sees everything in your soul. He sees everything. Images in your mind never brought under the blood are part of the dust nature. Images that pop up in your mind, traumatic or whatever, that cause phobias or fears.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you know over 200,000 children are sex trafficked in the United States each year? We're East Coast Angels Incorporated. Our mission is to eradicate this horrific evil actively. To learn more or join the fight, call 772-663-3052.